This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil via remote. More than 564,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. It's more than 134,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections globally approaches 12.7 million. It's more than 3.2 million in the U.S. Although U.S. President Donald Trump has avoided wearing a mask in public even as the coronavirus pandemic spreads, he donned one Saturday at a military hospital outside of Washington, D.C., where he was to meet with wounded soldiers and frontline healthcare workers. The visit to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center marked Mr. Trump's first appearance with a face covering since the virus began sweeping across the United States earlier this year. The president had previously refused to wear a mask in public or to ask other Americans to do so, saying it was a personal choice. At the medical facility, Mr. Trump walked by media wearing a navy blue mask emblazoned with the presidential seal embossed in gold. The United Nations Security Council has approved a resolution authorizing humanitarian aid deliveries to Syria's mainly rebel-held northwest from Turkey, though just one crossing point, a victory for Russia, and cutting another crossing the UN and aid groups have called critical. Russia, Syria's most important ally, argued aid should be delivered from within the country across conflict lines, and just one crossing point was needed. The UN and humanitarian groups argued unsuccessfully, along with the vast majority of the council, that two crossing points were essential to get aid to the 2.8 million needy people in the northwest, especially with the first case of COVID-19 recently reported in the region. This is VOA News.